Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 403. Visible translated text is as follows. Was very nervous Tuesday after the extra came out saying that they were going to arrest him. That was about 15 or 20 minutes before they arrested him. As to who gets up the data for Mr. Frank for the financial sheets, Mr. Loeb sometimes, and Mr. Gant used to get up some, and Mr. Schiff gets it up sometimes. Mr. Frank got it up himself sometimes. No, I do not know that Mr. Schiff furnished it to him all the time. I never noticed whether Mr. Lee was nervous or not at any time, but of course he looked bothered and worried. Mr. Frank told me that the slip he took out of the clock Sunday morning had been punched regularly. I made the same mistake standing right there by his side. I didn't see Mr. Frank date the slip. It ought to have been dated the 26th. The slip I saw didn't have any time on it, except the watchman's time. I don't know whether I would know it or not to identify. The slips are not made in duplicate. As to whether there is any mark on the slip to enable anyone to identify it as the one taken out that night, my memory is that it was started at 6:01 or 6:02. One can be nobody could tell who punched the clock. One man's punch is just like another. That diagram or picture, states Exhibit A, is a fair representation of the building as a whole. It is not a fair representation of the interior. I never knew there were any stairs in the basement until this matter came up. They are never used to the best of my knowledge. The regular place of keeping these order blank UPO books is in the outer office. There is no regular place in the basement to keep paper, but it is thrown out in the wastebasket and gets down in the trash. There is no use for that paper anywhere but in the office, but that doesn't prevent it from